Hello and welcome. This is Colin Foley. This is my 14th Reflective Journal. It is Sunday, a rainy Sunday, April 15th. Had the Bristol race today. But despite the fact, we are going to be talking about how I built my communication skills with patients and their care team this semester. So, here we go. Hope you enjoy. Cause there's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me, and all other people. Hello, I'm Colin Foley. I'm a junior athletic training student here at Emory and Henry College. This is my 14th. My 14th reflective journal, and I'm going to be talking about how I built communication skills with my patients and their care team this semester. So, just to give background, since I'm a junior athletic training student, one of my projects for my overall duties as a junior is to fulfill this case study / therapeutic intervention. That being said, this therapeutic intervention is rehab, whatever therapeutic intervention, that could be a modality, that could be a treatment, that could be a rehab, whatever you need to do for this patient in order for them to be on the road the most optimal, the best and safest for them, safest road to recovery from this injury as possible. So that being said, no, you're not just by yourself with this patient. You have a supervising preceptor for that patient. So it sort of goes patient, you, overseeing preceptor, and then team doc. So that is really what the care team is. So just to recap, we have injury with the athlete, athletic training student, that's me, with the athlete, designing this therapeutic intervention. The supervising preceptor that basically says yes, no to ideas, suggestions. They help you with just past experiences, clinical expertise, looking at different literature, etc., etc. And then really the doctor basically is the guy that sits behind the desk, knows everything. Hopefully. We know he does, but this is just an analogy that presses the red button that says yes, do that, or no, don't. So we're now going to talk about how those four aspects have been communicated. Part of this is we have to write up a hypothetical part for where we weren't part of. I was introduced at the end stage of phase two, so that's like the getting into the maturation phase from proliferation. So it goes inflammatory response, proliferation, then maturation. So we're in that aspect, and by then my patient met with doc pretty much once a month just to see how his progress was, and then I took over, and things slowly just slowed down because there's not as many red flags, so not necessarily we needed him all the time, but I could have used him more. I should have used him more because he is a great source to give me suggestions, just another perspective on this rehab. So I took over then, and I haven't had one since, but even though technically my project was supposed to end, like, measurements-wise, it was Friday, I'm going to continue just because I want this person to be in the best performance ability to continue this, so when they leave for summer, they'll have lots of confidence, and they can return to play, hopefully, 100%, maybe even better than, feeling better than they did previously to the injury. But I built this communication skills by trust and just building that relationship. Everything with communication has to start with a just key relationship. You can't really communicate unless you don't have a relationship, because then it's just awkward, then things are misunderstood, etc., etc. So you have to have a relationship and great communication from athlete to ATS, and that ATS needs to be able to have communication from themselves to their preceptor, and the preceptor to team doc, and then maybe from that preceptor go to different ATs, just for different perspectives on things. And that's really where the line of command, the way the telephone and the message has been passed. So hopefully that the doc will like what has been going on. I'm pretty confident in it. He's done absolutely great, won absolutely wonderful measurements, and numbers are looking and show that he is doing awesome, and the literature supports these findings. So yeah, that's all I have for today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.